IRS is able now to turn around some refunds in as little as 10 days, from the time they get your return to the time they get a refund check out to you. But that's for e-filed returns.
And I know IRS has been making some pushes to increase the electronic filing of tax returns. How are they doing that, and how well are they doing that in terms of increasing the e-filing numbers?
They've been trying over the years. They've had a number of strategies to do it. Some part of it has been educating taxpayers and educating tax return preparers, because most taxpayers go to a return preparer to do their return, and most of the ones who don't use a preparer use tax software to do it. So it's a matter of educating the preparers and taxpayers about some of these benefits of e-filing and making it easier. This year, IRS is beginning to implement a new mandate for large paid preparers that they e-file most of the returns they prepare.
And these are like these are all the companies that people hear all the time starting to advertise a lot, because these folks, they want to try and get them to e-file because, again, it makes it much less expensive.
Right. They're starting with larger return preparers, so preparers that prepare more than 100 returns a year.
One of the other aspects of this, and you talk about it, is the modernized e-file program. They call it what? MEF?
Yes.
And how well is that going?
That's a new program in 2010. That was really its first year, and the take-up right there was quite low. It's a more efficient system for getting the returns into IRS. They've taken a look at it, and we're hoping that this year they'll get more of the return preparers filing through that.
One of the other big challenges is dealing with all the people who need help. And IRS done pretty remarkable job making a website where people can get forms and get a lot of their questions answered. But IRS also gets a lot of phone calls, don't they?
They do. Taxpayers, especially over the last few years, there's been a lot of tax law changes. And with the economic downturn, that's complicated a lot of taxpayers' situations. So the number of phone calls, in the last 3 years, the number of phone calls IRS has gone up by 35%, a huge amount. There's 77 million phone calls during the filing season. IRS is not able to answer all of those calls. The people who tried to get through to preparers in 2010, about 76% of them succeeded in getting through. That's not great, but it is a substantial improvement over the year before and over the year before that.
And one of the aspects that you look at is how consistent is the information that the folks who answer the phones, how consistent is that information that they're giving out, and some issues there, right?
Right, and certainly over the last 15 years, IRS has made very noticeable improvement in the accuracy of the answers they give to taxpayers now when they call. So they're over 90% in terms of accuracy in the answers of the phone on the phones. The problem right now is taxpayers' ability to get through. IRS, with this huge increase in the number of calls, is somewhat overloaded.
And I mentioned the website, irs.gov, but IRS has been pretty innovative in using the website to answer a lot of these questions. And you have in terms of the number of visitors, the number is almost doubled over a five-year period.
That's right. IRS has a strategy. It's a strategy we agree with, and we've tried to push them on this to do even more. They're trying to shift answers to questions to the website so taxpayers can go there to get answers without having to call in. If you call in, you tend to end up in a queue waiting to talk to an assister. If you go to the website, you can avoid that. So getting information about the status of your refund, for example, is something that taxpayers up until a few years ago had to call and talk to an assister about. Now you can go to the web and get that information.
Talk a little bit, because we've been talking about the back-end systems for what feels like forever. Has IRS made progress in all of its back-end systems, which allow them to do all the front-facing stuff more efficiently?
Well, that's what they're working on. They're trying to modernize their computer systems. They've had some real success at that. They succeeded, for example, in putting in place a few years ago a nationwide call routing system with 77 million phone calls. They're now able to route them to assisters who are knowledgeable in the particular area the taxpayer has a question about. That was a huge improvement. But they're still working to modernize their processing systems, and it's been a long, slow process for them. They're making progress, but it's gradual. It's going to be a number of years yet before they're done with that.
And so recommendations, I think when I was reading through there, I was thinking this coming year is going to be very challenging because there have been a number of late changes to the tax code. So that, I mean, if you're at IRS, you just things like that happen, you have to pull your hair out.
That's right, and IRS is also operating in this world. They're getting lots of additional inquiries from taxpayers, but they're operating in a fiscal environment for the federal government where they're not going to be able to get more resources. Mm. So IRS has to be smarter and more efficient in order to deal with this big increase in their workload, and we did make a number of recommendations in the report to try to help them with these efficiency gains.
So tick off a couple of those recommendations.
One of them is as I said, they've had some improvement in telephone access. It's up to 76%, but I don't think 76% is the gold standard. What one of the recommendations is to figure out what the standard for quality ought to be for answering the telephones. Not that they're going to be able to get there right away. They may not have the resources to do it, but it would help inform Congress about what the gap is between good quality telephone performance and what IRS is actually able to deliver given its budget.
Essentially, what are the service levels that you want to provide, and then so you can then measure that?
Yeah, you know? Kind of what constitutes good quality telephone service here. And we've made several recommendations aimed at getting a better understanding of the reasons why taxpayers call, the kinds of questions they have. If you have a better understanding of that, you may be able to think about ways to head off some of those phone calls by providing more information to taxpayers in advance or on tax returns, for example, so that they don't have to call with the question in the first place.
There were a couple areas where GAO actually disagreed with some of your recommendations, which is kind of unusual in some of these reports.
Cases where they're not sure they've got the resources or the ability to do it right away. So we're hoping that over the next few years we can get all of these recommendations implemented.